This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Let's go, because I know he's ready. Now, Steve, this one is from a grandmother. She's in Arlington, Texas. She says, this is not a love question, but I need your help with my granddaughter. She is 13 years old and keeps getting in trouble in school for cursing and keeping it real. She told her classmate where to go and how to get there, and she almost got suspended. She has no filter. Whatever comes up, comes out. Her mother and I don't curse, but she is very good at it. I drew the line Sunday when she called our pastor a snitch after he caught her cursing and told me about it. What am I going to do with her?
Well, truth of the matter is, now let's be fair, your pastor is a snitch. That's what they call them now.
Amen.
Your granddaughter has taken on prison terminology and turned it into her life. I can't help you.
Yeah, that's
I'm the last person you should call about cussing. I don't know what to tell you.
13, though?
Woo. Yeah, 13. God started cussing
when I was
four.
He was cussing at 13?
Yeah. 13, oh, I was expert. I didn't have the right combinations because I didn't know. I just put them together and they was jumbled. Now,
you
now
got
the combinations is, so I really
it's
don't.
It's creative.
You know, yeah. You can say you don't cuss grandma, and I understand that, and her mother may not, but she done picked it up somewhere, and it's an ugly habit. It's not a cute habit on a girl or a boy, to tell you the truth. That's because if you can't monitor it and harness it, it can lead to a lot of problems down the road.
Yeah.
You got to sit her down and explain to her about what it is to be a lady. I don't know if that's going to do any good, but that's all I got for you. Because all my kids cuss. I think every last one of them. And I don't say a damn thing when I hear it because I get it.
There you go. So, and there you go.
All right, I ain't the best.
Let's move on. This one's from Derek in Largo, Maryland. Derek says, I'm a married man and I own a small junk removal business. My wife is the bookkeeper and comes in once a week to do payroll. I have a young new driver that's fresh out of jail for selling weed. I hired him on the spot, hoping to give him a chance to earn honest money. Friday, I returned from the barbershop and the new guy and my wife were sitting in her car smoking weed. My wife can't understand why I'm very upset. She asked me not to fire this guy. I want to fire her too. Am I overreacting?
Well, they're going to do it.
I think the problem ain't her sitting in the car getting fired. Her problem is what she doing in the car with the dude smoking weed. You know, how they done got that comfortable and she's supposed to be running the company. That's stupid business practice. Yeah. My bigger problem with now, I'm firing him. Why are you in this man's car smoking weed?
Yeah.
Is my question.
Look. Not a good look, wifey.
Mm. Yeah, so.
No, you're not overreacting. Definitely
you underreacting
not.
If you ask me.
Right. All right. Kelly in South Bend, Indiana says, I'm a 31-year-old woman dating a 28-year-old man. We met at a hookah lounge and bonded over our love for spoken word and jazz. He's a songwriter during the day and at night. He's in the studio working on a rap album. I know he's a great writer, but I'm not sure if rapping is his thing. His lyrics are very inspirational, so I don't know who he's making this music for. Should I tell him nicely that his music isn't all that?
Well, I don't know if you should tell him if his music's all that. It's just, do you want to sign up for this relationship with this dude that's fitting to be broke for a long time?
Yeah.
He a songwriter in the day.
At night.
You don't know none of his songs. He a rapper at night, and you don't like none of the raps.
contradicts herself because she says they're very inspirational.
Hey, yeah, they're inspirational. When the last good-ass inspirational rap you done heard?
Exactly.
Because all the hits I heard on the radio ain't a damn now one of them inspirational. Come on, girl, get you some, your booty clap. Come on, make that booty clap.
If it's
inspirational to the strippers, then okay. Yeah. But I don't know how you're gonna make no money with keep your head up.
You got your Common and J. Cole's and ain't a lot of them this inspiration.
All right. This is from a podcast listener named Tuesday. Tuesday says, I'm in my mid-30s, and I've been in a polyamorous relationship for 4 years now.
What that mean?
You know, more than one lover. Man and then, yeah. All right, my boyfriend and I have a 3-year-old son, and my mother took him away from us. I dropped him off at her house a week ago so that I could run errands, and she wouldn't let me in when I came back. A week later, and she's still not letting me take my son. My boyfriend is ready to call the police, but I won't let him. Our bedroom behavior does not impact my son in any way. How can I get my mom to understand this?
What? Your mama can't take your baby. This ain't your car keys. This a child. You can't take nobody's baby from them because you don't like their lifestyle. What are you talking about? You don't like this polyamorous or polygamy or whatever you having at the house? Meringue pie. I don't know what y'all doing. But whatever it is.
Menage a trois.
I don't know what y'all doing. Menage a trois. That is what I was talking about. I know something about lemon meringue or something.
I know you do. Meringue, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, but if you having this thing at y'all's house, that ain't got nothing to do with your baby, man. Your mama can't take your baby from you. Your sex life has nothing to do with your parenting skills. The two are separate. You can be a lousy husband and be a great father. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend is right. Your boyfriend can call now.
Yeah.
Because that's his baby.
She doesn't want to.
That's his child. Yeah. She don't want to call along the mama.
All right.
Why don't y'all kick the window in?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.